Anything's possible. Anything's possible!
Welcome to the Boston Sports Report podcast, presented by SeatGeek. Use promo code SportsGadGio to save $20 off your first purchase on SeatGeek.com or using the SeatGeek app.
Frenzy, and this is a blockbuster as Tom Brady, six-time Super Bowl champion, tweeting out he is leaving the Patriots and officially becomes a free agent at 4 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. Three-time AP MVP, six-time Super Bowl champion, he has decided to officially leave the Patriots.
All right, Life After Tom Brady, Part 2. Right now, I'm joined by not only Rob, who's typically on here, we have Chris making his podcast debut. Chris, what's up?
Hey, boys. What's up? What's happening?
We got a little Big Three reuniting of the Ballin' on a Budget podcast. Rest in peace. Well, not podcast, radio show.
I know. I've been seeing you guys, you know, we go come back from radio, a couple of days passes, I see a podcast. I'm like, oh, all right. All right, they're doing a podcast now. They must not told my agent must have not, you know, reached out to me.
We reached out to your agent. I guess you didn't get the email. You didn't get the memo.
Yeah, I left a voicemail too.
You left a voicemail.
All right, I'll have to talk to them about that. But anyways,
I got Rob's reaction. We broke down a little bit of what we think this means for the Patriots, for Bill Belichick, for pretty much everybody after this breaking news that we jokingly didn't really think was going to happen, but it happened. And the news that followed with the unfortunate events of Brian Hoyer signing. So, Chris, what was your first reaction to the Brady departure? And how psyched are you to see Brian Hoyer back in a Patriots uniform?
You lost me with that second part. You shook me up a little bit. But first part, Tom Brady gone. Honestly, not to be over dramatic, but I feel like if it was like a normal, like, you know, day, I would have been like a little bit. But, you know, nowadays with everything going on, I honestly was like, wow, this is, you know, this is what we needed. Just another slap in the face. I woke up, you know, I was joking around. I go in the kitchen, you know, my mom made some banana bread. The last slice is gone. I look at my phone. Tom Brady's gone. I just couldn't catch a break that day. But on a serious note, I mean, it was so up in the air from the beginning. Mm-hmm. No one knew either way. So I can't say that I'm entirely surprised. Surprised by team choice. I don't know if that was an option thing that he just didn't get a lot of options and he really wanted to leave and that's why he picked them, or I don't really know what the deal with that is. You got a fat paycheck though, I'll give him that. Yes. what was it?
Was it, I think, a 2-year 50 mil deal?
50? Yep. 50 mil? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, and you can't hate the guy. You can't even really be mad at him. He gave us, you know, enough. Of course, you always want more, but, you know, you can't really.
Yeah, I agree. It's really crazy how jokingly we were about the whole thing. And then it comes and it's like, wow, I don't know how to digest it. I was more so surprised accepting the reality than I was upset or disappointed. I think, again, Brady had a lot of reason to leave, to the point where it was like, you know, we had to expect it in a sense and not be completely bamboozled or surprised by it. I am kind of surprised about the contract. According to some sources, I think he wanted a 2-year deal in New England and the Patriots weren't willing to go for it, which is really confusing to me, because if you're Belichick and you want to move on from Brady, don't you want to give him a short-term deal, if anything, instead of a 5-year, $125 million deal?
See, I heard from some of my sources that it seemed like it was a Belichick or me kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like that's what I heard from around the block.
As far as his conversation went with like Robert Kraft.
Yeah, with Robert, because Robert Kraft literally adores that man. Like you can tell in the way the goodbye. He's like, that's like my like a son to me. Like, but I also could see him being like, yeah, we're not getting rid of like Belichick's been here for two. I don't know. I don't know if anyone's really ever gonna know what that conversation went like. I mean, we still don't really know why, who was it? Cook was benched. No, was that
Butler?
Oh, Butler. Butler.
Butler. Thank you. Yeah. So things get tucked away in the organization that you never really.
A lot of things. So. Yeah. Like even, Josh Gordon, we release him. He joins the Seahawks and then we find out he's back on substance abuse. And I'm like,
you never really know until you got people throwing it in your face. But
yeah, I agree. There were plenty of sort of factors that could have came into play that honestly we can't, I guess, be surprised and blame Brady necessarily. Again, the Butler thing we never got an explanation for. At base value, it just comes off as like an F you to Brady, go do it yourself in the Super Bowl type of situation. But obviously, we can't say, we can only speculate. But yeah, I always saw Brady, again, I said this on the last podcast, it's always like sort of like a Derek Jeter, Kobe Bryant sort of guy where he's like, he's going to play his whole career here. And I thought that was something that he genuinely valued. And maybe it is something, but he couldn't get over the fact that roster control really wasn't a thing for him at this stage in his career, where last season, I don't really want to necessarily say it was completely a down year on him. Obviously, there were some decisions that he made that were extremely questionable, like damn near every interception that he threw. But at the same time, you didn't really give him a whole lot to work with over there. So, you know.
And the injuries that plagued the team.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't think the Patriots, you know, front office, which is Bill Belichick, did the best job at supporting him, you know, supporting a 40-plus-year-old quarterback the right way with what he gave him for weapons. You look at, you know, Sanu, and he's light years away from his prime, and that was sort of like a procrastination, like last minute, like, there you go, I gave you something. And Josh Gordon, who every year you don't know what you're going to get out of him. It's more likely than not that you're not going to get anything. So, yeah, it's really disappointing, but it's something we definitely should have prepared and could have seen. Now, I'm really confused now because I brought this up with Rob on the last podcast where I said Brady is, you know, way better off and he's going to win again. I think he can win again before Belichick gets back to the Super Bowl. What does the Brian Hoyer signing even mean for the Patriots? Are we done with the quarterback market? Is it going to be Stidman under Hoyer's leadership, or what's the deal? What do you guys think?
I think the Patriots are just like comfortable, like, all right, we're just going to roll with Stidham.
Yeah, I think their comfort is very concerning to me.
Yeah. Because like, honestly, you don't want to take on a contract like Cam Newton. And, like, you missed out on Teddy Bridgewater, Nick Foles' deal. I don't know. You said, like, it's not a very, like, intriguing destination because, like, who do we have left? Edelman? That, like, honestly. So, like, I mean, with the quarterback being a question mark, I mean, what wide receiver would want to come here? And, like, what quarterback is, like, left? So I think at this point they're just comfortable going to ride out the season and see how Stidham works. Or, actually, they also said that Hoyer has a chance to fight for the starting job. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. Yeah, marks. I think the Patriots have never been a hefty investing team when it came to top caliber wide receivers or mm-hmm. offensive weapons, even for that matter, running backs, whatever. So even convincing a guy like that you know, you don't have Brady. What's the real drive to come here, honestly? Aside from Edelman, you just dropped Gostkowski today, so you got another void to fill. Chris, go ahead. I don't know what you're gonna say.
I just feel like, you know, that's what's it, his fourth stint with us.
Hoyer.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
third or fourth.
And I honestly feel like I feel like it's the same as always, the same kind of deal as it's always been. I don't think he's really gonna play. I think that they're going to put a lot of faith in the young QBs. I personally remember the same, actually, that clip that you showed, the one where you were talking about Hoyer, that you got that right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure in that same episode we were talking about, I was saying the young guys are going to, you know, we still have those guys, Stidham and what's the other kid's name? Anyone know the other QB we got? No?
Don't ask me.
All right, well, we got them. I think Stidham's going to get a shot.
I would search up the depth chart, but I don't think there's a Patriots depth chart that exists right now.
Yeah, that's fair. I think they really liked him in the preseason last year, enough where they felt that they could just sign Hoyer as an ultimate backup and run with him. I think that's what they're going to do. I think they're just going to choose to go with him and see where that takes them, honestly.
The other guy is Cody Kessler.
Yeah, I heard. And, you know, people were talking about him, and they were – I don't know who it was. It wasn't Felger and Mads because, you know, I don't watch them. But
wow, shots fired already. Way to go, Chris.
I'm sorry, but they – never mind. That's another time, another topic. But someone was talking about him saying, like, from his, like, you know, his draft workout and all that stuff and all the combine and all the stuff that they go through. They said that he had a lot of raw skill that the other guys like Brady and a lot of those other players didn't have coming into the league. And so they think that with, you know, the good coaching and training, he might be able to.
We're talking really about Stidham?
Yeah.
I mean, I think every quarterback came into the league in better shape than Brady did. If you saw that combo
well,
video,
that's Ooh. Fair. That's very fair.
So it's mm-hmm. like, I mean, honestly, if I beat that 40, am I considered ahead of Brady for where he was? I don't. I think honestly, I think that quarterbacks in general, when it comes to, you know, evaluating and, you know, sort of defining prospects, is the hardest position in any sport, really, to select. And this is like this is the complete ultimate test for Bill Belichick, because if Stidham doesn't work out, you're probably going to slide Hoyer in there. And I've seen plenty of preseason snaps from that guy. Good Lord. Just hook up the Tampa Bay, you know, the Tampa Bay channel over to my cable. I'm not watching that guy week in and week out. I'm sorry. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. I mean, you can't really expect much from either of them, honestly, with the roster that we have. I mean, it's going to take some time. I mean, obviously more for Stidham because he's the younger guy, but I don't know. It's going to take time.
All right. So I was just saying with the season so up in the air, I was just asking if anyone had any early predictions.
8-8.
Say that again?
They're going 500. That's very – like. I feel the same way about the Patriots that I feel about – actually, I should have higher hopes for the Red Sox, actually.
You think?
Than the Patriots? The Red Sox? Yeah, I got higher hopes. As far as, like, you know, win percentage-wise, I think the Red Sox will finish higher than the Patriots. The Patriots having a 500 season to me is, like, best-case scenario right now for what we see from the roster as of right now. There are way too many holes and there are way too many question marks to where it's, like, they're not competing next year with this roster as is.
Of course not.
No.
So, I mean, I don't even – do they even make – I don't even think I can see them making the playoffs.
Yeah,
we're talking
about
the AFC
like,
East. That's hard.
The Bills are really good, you know. They're still good. The Jets and Dolphins that's another story.
He just laughed.
I was about to
yeah,
say,
that's
no,
a,
you
that's,
got a point to make there with
that's, that. No, that,
Van Noy?
That's our only – that's our – I mean, yeah, but – I mean.
I'm going to miss Van Noy.
I am too. I love Van Noy.
I liked him a lot.
That hurt. When I saw that, I was like, I was like, dang. I was like, I knew we couldn't keep everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was the guy, hurt. Though, that I wanted sticking around. It's crazy. That whole day when he left, when Jamie Collins left, I was like, shit, we're really blowing it up.
I was very surprised by both of those. I did not see Van Noy leaving like that, but.
For the payday, I'm glad. Happy to see him get that. Chris, where do you see direction-wise? Let me ask first, because Rob apparently, his weren't very high. What are your expectations in Tampa Bay for Brady?
Oh, for his 2 years there? I honestly, as in what specifically?
What do you think the ceiling is for Tampa Bay?
I'm not even going to act like – I don't really know what their team is. I don't really know too much about that organization as a whole, so I don't really want to – I don't really know the weapons they have.
Let's put it this way. You see the Patriots and you see the Bucks. That's all you got to see.
I mean, we have, Julian Edelman. He can catch the ball with his hands, I guess.
Let's hope so, because last year he didn't do that really well.
And and there's no one else for catching.
Julian Edelman becomes a very obsolete option once you double team him, so he's eliminated from the equation right now, as of right now, because there's no other threat.
I'm just nervous because they haven't tried to get any weapons. I haven't heard any mumbling about off-season targets. I don't know what the money they have is. I don't like.
We don't have much cap space.
That's a good start.
So we're gonna be looking through the draft.
listen. Let's put it this way. This is Belichick's ultimate test right now. This is like completely. It's not even like square zero. Square zero is you somehow maintain some type of wide receiver depth of like veteran mixture of like an Amendola type of. Toss in there with an actual kicker right now. You are way behind. You are like taking steps back. You are like the negative whatever yard line right now. This is the ultimate like Bill Belichick test of how he's going to revamp this roster and how he's going to rebuild it, which is crazy because we like for the past 20 years, never would we imagine the words rebuild like being thrown in a sentence with the Patriots. It's insane.
Especially with our generation.
I mean, and especially not with a rebuild with Brady still in the league, at least. We knew a rebuild was going to have to happen, but we didn't think it would be a time where Brady was still in the league. I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I don't really have too high hopes. Stidham, the best case scenario, ready? Hear me out. Stidham is a beast. He's coming out, he's having a great season. But who's he throwing to? What are our options? Sanu is played on a bum ankle all last year. Isn't he having ankle surgery?
Hopefully. I don't know. Whatever keeps him off the field.
I'm pretty
Yeah, you couldn't stand him.
I can't stand him. go look at the tapes of the final 3 weeks of the season and tell me you still want Mohamed Sanu in a Patriots uniform.
It's not even whether I want him or not. It's just like who I don't even know who else there is. So I guess we'll see the draft. We'll wait for the draft.
I mean, N'Keal Harry coming back for his second year.
Yeah.
I mean,
there were high hopes for that dude last year. Oh man.
Maybe he'll, catch a few more balls. He doesn't have the constant Brady. Well, the thing is, Brady, and it makes sense. I feel it. But Brady would throw him the ball, and if he dropped it, he wouldn't throw it to him again. He gave him, like, one shot a game. He said, you're on or you're off.
This is, I hate to interrupt, but this is unreal. You go on ESPN and you look at the Patriots depth chart, which surprisingly there is one. There's a lot of red Qs next to names here.
What's that mean? Free agents or
questionable?
Oh, injury wise.
Just put a big red one in the middle of the whole roster, please.
Yeah, this team is questionable.
Running backs, just cross those out. Those things are obsolete right now. There's no run game in New England. Are you kidding me? Oh, man.
It was driving us 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. No, that was 2 years ago. Carried us to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt you real quick, but Robert, are you eating ice cream?
Yep.
All right. That's all I needed to hear.
Are you actually? Right, so he is. And Chris, how the hell were you able to detect that?
You know, I've lived with Robert for a couple of years now. I know he's got an addiction to the ice cream, and I thought I heard a spoon click over the mic here. So I just my radar turned on.
What do you got there, Ben and Jerry's from Outtakes? What do you got there?
Nah, I got an apple crisp and some triple vanilla ice cream, some bourbon caramel.
I'm getting fancy now that we're home, huh?
Yeah.
The quarantine life's looking better for some than others I'm seeing.
Oh, yeah.
I got to get up. After I get out of my 14 days, I'm going to have to swing on down to your edge of the world.
We're going to the Allens. Pastor takes good care of his disciples.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he did buy him.
See?
Out to the pastor. Oh, man. All right, we're going to take a short ad break, and we'll be right back. All right, and we're back. So, where do we even stand with Boston sports right now?
Well, see, the Celtics, I had pretty good hopes for the Celtics that Tatum was going off. Injuries.
I thought the NBA was canceled forever.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm getting at. So by the time this thing goes on, comes back, you know, every injury will be healed. And maybe Golden State.
I'm really torn that we're not going to be able to clown Rob for his round of 64 picks in March Madness this year.
don't even. He's talking about my.
Oh, we know.
I tweeted it.
My upset pick.
Let's just. All right. For those of the. Well, which pretty much is everyone except for us. A year ago today, Rob made one of the all time biggest questionable. This is more questionable than Pete Carroll's game call in the Super Bowl. Why don't you tell the people what you did?
I selected Northeastern to upset Kansas to spite my friend Ben.
No. You got to understand, Rob. When you pull a trigger like that, you're throwing your credibility on the line.
What do you mean? Upsets happen all the time.
Northeastern.
What happened in the Super Bowl does not happen all the time.
Hey, you got to bet it all to win it all, Gio. If you know
Northeastern.
Hey, if he got that right, Gio, this would have been a whole nother conversation.
No one's ever getting that right. Northeastern. This isn't like they're taking on a small time, you know, D1 school. This isn't. If it was Northeastern Wichita, I would have been like, all right, that's maybe a John Elway Hail Mary. You're talking Northeastern versus Kansas?
It was a joke.
Joke from day one.
Yeah. We were going.
Yeah.
That was an expensive joke.
You guys threw money in your. So you clearly don't value money.
I don't know. Yeah.
You put zero value next to a dollar.
I think it was five.
Yeah, yeah.
Exact.
Okay, so a foot long means nothing to you. You're right. This guy does eat well.
Interesting.
He doesn't need. You just throw $5 left and right. I can see why this guy spends a lot of time in downtown Boston Saturday nights.
Hey, hey, whoa. Hey.
Thought this is a family show.
Yeah.
I was talking about going to Subway.
Oh, man.
How are you guys?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's anyway. That,
Yeah.
Back to our regularly scheduled program. Yeah. So how's quarantine life treating you, Chris?
Oh, it's rough. No sports quarantine life. Let's be a little more specific. Let me tell you that. I've got three games right now. I'm playing. Two games. I've got COD and then 2K. My team is looking
COD Warzone
elite. Yep, nice, Warzone. Nice. I'm playing a lot of Warzone. And this morning, I woke up where I was on my phone for a while. Like, you know, pretty average quarantine day life. And then I got on 2K. I'm on, they got new challenges. I was going for a diamond Daniel Tice card, and you had to use, on your lineup, you had to use 10 Celtics players, okay. A Daniel Tice. I was going for a diamond Daniel Tice. And, Gio, I know you like that card. And I started the game and played about 2 minutes. And shut off my entire system.
Wow.
I didn't feel like the breaking it this early in the quarantine. And I didn't turn on 2K again for the rest of the day. So that's how today's went.
Solid.
Oh.
More eventful
how about
than
you
mine.
Guys? What have you guys been up to?
I just woke up and got on here.
Just woke up.
if you were to summarize my day, I mean, what were the premier points? Waking up, getting on here. Some people all have right. more eventful days than others.
I guess so.
Yeah, I basically did the same. In some 2K. I was playing my team. You know, just trying to fill the void without any sports. It's kind of, I don't know.
You just said you were playing 2K. You know, it's always something trying to fill the void. You're playing sports.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, you know, after like classes and stuff, and like you just want to come back, you know, watch a game or the classic Sunday games, and it's like there's nothing on. It's like,
how do you guys feel about 2K? And tell me, does this at all, like, interest you, or as far as your viewership goes, the whole rewatching old sports games, like how ESPN's airing old boxing matches and old Brady, you know, they're doing a whole Brady marathon now. What do you guys think about those?
I watched which one did I watch? I watched the first home game of the season this year. We played
that was Miami? Oh, I thought
the Raptors. No, we played the Raptors. Yeah, I watched that game. That was on live. Well, actually, I missed it because I was doing something. So I watched it afterwards on, because now everyone gets a league pass for free for the time being. So if people didn't know about that, you can get
Breaking
league
news.
Pass for free. So that was cool. That game was entertaining. I've seen like the news, like yesterday or today was the IT 51 point game. The other day was Paul Pierce versus Nets game, but it's just not the same. Like during school, Celtics are coming on. Like, it doesn't matter what I'm doing at 7 o'clock. Like, I'm sitting down and, well, maybe not stop anything I'm doing, but for the most part, and I'm going to watch it, but I just can't force myself to.
The way I see it, like, when there are live sports, I can, you know, watch the occasional Hardwood Classic. Like, Hardwood Classic was a huge thing for me when I finally got, like, the NBA channel. I was like, oh, shit, I made it. And I was bragging about it around school. But I don't know. When you have nothing to watch, you can only watch, you can only rewatch so much stuff. Like, I can watch some old 80s Celtics games right now and old 90s and 80s NBA games and stuff. But I can't watch something I watched like a month ago as far as a sports game goes. It's just not going to. And I can't watch the same Super Bowl that I watched a while ago. So this does nothing for me. I've been watching 30 for 30s, catching up on the ones I haven't seen, and there aren't a whole lot that I haven't seen. Rob, where do you stand in this?
I haven't watched much reruns lately. My dad has to fix my cable box in my
He has to
room,
fix your what?
but my cable box.
What did you do, Alan?
No, it died. It just
You
I
didn't
came
protect the
back here and it
goalkeeper?
died. So no. So I just been watching like highlights and stuff. But yeah, like you said, it's not the same. Just something like we know what's gonna happen, you know, when rewatching it. You just want to see something that's like thrilling at the edge of your seat, you know, something that like gets you excited and like it's kind of hard.
I don't know. I used to. I think my stance on it is a result of it being my only option of stuff to watch. Like, I used to be really into it. Like, again, hardwood classics I love, but it gets to a certain point where you're like, this isn't happening right now. I can't even tweet about it. I can't talk to anybody about it. I think that's the real major factor within it, is like, it's not live and you can't engage with anybody outside, and that is like a huge thing. I'm always on Twitter when I'm watching any sports game to see people's reactions and stuff like that, and so I can argue with idiots who don't agree with me because I'm always right. And that's been taken away from me, unfortunately, and all of us, and I think that's the big void for me personally.
The only thing that's left is Ocho Cinco.
Ugh.
What was I watching? Oh, they got some weird stuff on there. Some weird competitions. But yeah, it's desperate times, man.
Yeah, I've been watching a little bit of Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless. They're like at Skip's house. I've been watching that a little
Is that
bit.
what they're, are they doing like webcam type of things right now?
Yeah, but it's like the topics are, I mean, I don't blame them
No, I was gonna say, like,
because
I
like
haven't
they're
watched
not gonna have
any
a lot of
ESPN
topics.
prior to like our lives being shut down. So I don't know what they're even doing on
Yeah.
there.
So like I've watched them and like they were talking about LeBron, talking about you know, if they didn't win against the Spurs that Pat Riley was gonna break up the big three and all that. But I don't know. Just wasn't like just wasn't news like breaking news for me. I don't know, it's kinda like kind of bland. But
Yeah,
like I
was it?
can't blame him at the same time because like no news. There's really not that much news.
It's hard. It's hard when nothing's really news. Everyone's bunkered down, kind of keeping to themselves. Although now that we're not at the school radio, I don't know how the rules
Oh,
go,
you can
but
swear.
you heard about oh, that's great. You heard about Jamal Murray's little incident? Oh, you haven't heard about
Breaking
it,
news. I
no?
wish I had a little breaking
Nope.
news like beam type of thing to play.
Oh, yesterday Jamal Murray's Instagram story found a little surprising piece of action on it. Had to do with him and the girl he's hooked, laying up with. There was some nudity, some sexual acts.
Whoa.
Yeah, all up on his Instagram story.
On his story?
I woke up on his story. He said he got hacked, but I think
Yeah, I didn't know. I saw that tweet on Twitter. I saw a tweet where he was like, my social media has been hacked. And I'm like, what did he post?
by hacked, I think he means that he was, getting in some recording time and in the studio, and he accidentally posted it on there.
Yo.
Wow.
That's what I
We
think.
got
That's my
so Jamal
prediction.
Murray put a little
That's
Draymond Green is what you're saying.
yeah.
That's all there is to that.
Wow.
So
Surprised I
I
didn't
got
hear
on I got
Woj
on
bomb
Twitter a
about
little.
this.
What do you guys, well, there you go. There's the
The
Mully
Mully
bomb.
bomb. Oh
So
man.
yeah, so you can thank me for
Surprised that
that
Rob
one.
didn't know about this.
But that, yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man.
Why is that funny, Rob?
Yeah, he tweeted a couple of days ago saying, first and foremost, I would like to apologize to my fans, My account has been hacked. Currently working on the issue. Thanks.
What is there to work on? You hit delete.
Yeah, we know what the issue is.
I hate when they say we're working on the issue.
He deleted his account real quick, but and everyone was like, you know, his Instagram. Girl was like, delete that now. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Dang.
That was him working on the issue.
Wow.
Burn it all. You know, just burn it all. So yeah. That was a little spicy treat.
We have lots to talk about right now. Is that
What do you guys think of you guys are familiar with TikTok?
Not a fan.
I know Robert is.
Not
he refuses to look at it.
Yep.
That's fair. That's fair. I don't have.
Do you engage in the TikTok?
Against that. But all.
Are you a TikToker?
People wouldn't say per se. People send me TikToks, and that's how I watch a decent amount of them through DM'd TikToks. And I will say, I mean, I was a big Vine guy, so that kind of
essentially the same thing.
But I did. Yeah. It's just not as good quality. That was a golden period of quality content.
I was about to say, what's Vine. The difference between TikTok and Vine? Like, is TikTok just more music incorporated stuff?
Essentially. I think it was created through what were those when people used to like just like lip sync. What was that app people use? Music? No, I don't know what it
Musical.ly
was.
Musical.ly or something like that?
Yeah, maybe something like that. I think that's what it started with TikTok. And then TikTok's very, people just following trends. It's like there'll be a type of video.
See, that's what I don't like.
And everyone will do that type.
At least with Vine. I gave people credit for Vine.
It's very
funny because with Vine, it's a blank canvas.
Because it was original content.
With TikTok, isn't it you just sit there and there's already something going to play? It's just you're going to add your like way of mouthing it or whatever.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who do this, you know, have that kind of Vine spirit, and it's they do their own completely original, and that's why I watch, because there's a good amount of those in the, but then like you said, Gio, a lot of it is the kind of just copying.
Yeah, I'm never gonna download
the trend.
I can't stand the type of things I've been seeing around.
A lot of it's just dance, but I brought it up because a lot of NBA
Tatum.
Players.
I literally
you
like
see the boredom hitting.
I unsubscribed to Tatum's story as soon as I saw that.
Yo. Oh man!
Yo,
it sounds like a rap.
It's not even. I didn't even like watch it. I saw on the bottom like left or whatever the hell it's located. I saw TikTok, and then I was like, "All right, dude, you're done. You've been terminated."
Hey,
we're
if
not,
we ever run
no,
out of content,
we're not resorting to that.
And it gets
nah,
sad.
B.
No, that's not what I was gonna say. No, that's not what I was gonna say. I was gonna say, geez, let me. I was gonna say we can always resort to going through Robert's block list because his athlete block
as
list
far
is
as Snapchat goes?
Ridiculous.
No, just in
no,
thorough,
no,
bro.
On all social media.
Can you give me one and tell me why?
I'll give you Neymar. And
why do
because
you look-
he flops a lot. Because because he's a great athlete. He's a great athlete, but he just consistently flops, and I can't stand flopping. Like I really can't stand flopping. It ruins the sport. It's flooded into all these sports, even football, and like it's awful. Dude.
You're a Marcus Smart fan, right?
It took me a while to get into Smart, man. I'm telling you.
Don't worry, he had Smart block too.
I had
he
him
did.
Blocked back in the
he
day,
did
bro.
Have...
Rob
yeah.
needs his
he
own
did.
Tequila because you, sir, are one of
See,
the most interesting men in the world.
I see what you did there.
We are not sponsored by them, so I'm not even going
to But see, that seems, you know, he's against blocking. I mean, he's against flopping. He's very much
don't
not
hate the player,
blocking.
Dude. Hate the state of the game.
But but that one's realistic. He's got some others in that block list, Gio, and you ask him the reason. He might not tell you the reason, but he's got some block
right,
for
so let's
ridiculous
get into
reasons.
Rob,
I mean,
what else do you
absolutely
have
ridiculous.
No, of course not. Of course not.
Okay.
You're my boy.
What
to say. What do I believe I have KD blocked.
I don't hate.
It's I don't know. He just got me real mad. Just like
a did you block professional athlete. Him in that summer of 20? What was it, 2016, July?
No, no, no. It was what's it called? The what's the term with the fake accounts or like multiple accounts? His burner account. So it's like, I'm like, bro, what are you doing?
Did you block the 76ers like, too?
What did you say? Oh, the 76ers? Nah, I didn't. I probably should have.
Yeah. You gotta measure everybody by the same. I thought you were going to say you block KD because he doesn't brush his hair.
Because it's what?
Oh, wow. That was, wow.
What did you say?
I didn't say anything. Continue.
He said, because he doesn't. Oh, okay. All right. Is that where we're cutting it? See, Gio gets away with a lot of this.
What do you mean?
I'm telling you. He gets away with a lot.
We're not cutting that out. Keep going.
Who else?
Other topics. I got another big, I've been waiting 4 years. 4 years is a long time. I'm only 21. 4 years is a good chunk of my life. I've been waiting 4 years for the Summer Olympics to come back. And I wake up today and the news I hear, postponed another year. I got to wait another whole year on this.
You're going to be 22, Chris.
Say I am frustrating. Frustrated.
You're a little flustered.
I don't know if I'm flustered. But I'm frustrated.
I heard that they weren't getting refunds either.
So.
The people that.
What do you mean refunds?
That went to go see, like, that bought, like, tickets and stuff.
I'm assuming they're doing the same thing the Red Sox and MLB are doing with spring training, where they're just going to give you tickets to when it actually does happen.
Yeah, because I got tickets purchased right now for I was supposed to go see the Celtics versus Timberwolves on the 29th, Sunday, this
Sunday.
So where
are you staying with your tickets? Are you going to get a refund? Or?
And
wow.
Couldn't tell you. Well, my boy Jeremy bought all the tickets and I never paid him.
Yo.
Technically, that's his problem.
Wow. Molly off the hook.
Yeah. We'll hook him up. He'll get all right. Once our podcast, blows up and the millions start rolling in, I'll
bucks,
slide him
a couple tickets.
Couple
like
ticks, you know.
I don't even know what I'm going to do. I've been waking up. I've been going to bed at like 4 a.m. now.
Dang.
I don't know what to do.
I've got a similar sleep schedule to the one I had at school. Yeah,
I've been going to bed like
waking up.
I got to sleep in a
little later.
To record this podcast.
Not even.
Yeah, Robert's sneaky, bro. Sometimes I'm trying to go, at school I'd be trying to go to bed and this man's playing 2K in his bed. I'm like, isn't that past your bedtime? But Robert's a sneaky late night guy.
Yeah, sometimes I just want to stay up longer. Yeah.
Rebellious? Is that what it is?
I've had Rob a few times come over to my dorm room, and the guy's under the cover, and you can see a little light shining all the time. Guy's always doing something. That screen is never closed.
He is always doing something. We gotta check some dates, Gio, when we get off this podcast, because there was a couple nights Robert was coming back pretty late, quote unquote.
Here's the thing: is whenever
so I'm gonna
you
need
say
to...
that, I could never, I could
to...
never place him at my location.
Yeah, that's what I found.
Stop it,
1:30
man. These reports.
Coming back. And even a couple nights it was I'm not coming back tonight. Oh, interesting. Where you at? Oh, I'm just chilling with Gio. Interesting. You got an extra bed over there?
Unless he's taking Matt's bed. He's taken Matt's bed for the past 2 years on several occasions.
Yeah, bro. Sometimes you just need a quick nap.
I remember one night last year, he came over back when I lived at Marsh. And this goon goes on He wanted to watch a movie with Josh.
Oh, from Red Dawn, Red Dawn, bro.
He orders the wrong movie and calls Google.
Yo,
at like 2 a.m.
Red. Yeah, we watched that movie because of that bad order.
Yeah,
remember we watched that, yep. Robert, at Bates. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he told us about that. What a bum!
But I mean, they were
in the best way possible. But
I got my money back, so it's all set.
I'm sorry, bro. That was one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Bro, you fell asleep halfway. I was like, "This is man, Gio stay up a
Josh
lot."
It's Josh Peck. That's your featured actor.
No, Chris Hemsworth, like, dude.
You're telling me Josh Peck ever been in a movie where it was good?
I like Snow Day.
The Drake and Josh Christmas movie, and that doesn't even count.
Stop it, Robert.
What do you
Don't
say?
Snow
Every
Day,
time.
Bro.
He
bro,
said he
that's
liked
my
Snow
favorite,
Day. He
at least
Snow
one of
Day.
My favorite childhood movies.
I have no idea what Snow Day is.
Not cool. Yeah, not missing much.
So, Chris, best case scenario, I would say Rob too. I think I asked Rob this last podcast. I don't know. When will the NBA be back? What do you guys, if you had to predict, if you had to put a, you know, put your bet down?
Oh man, it's for the hell of it, I'll do it. But it's just so hard to predict. I don't even know when the That's world's going to be back. So the NBA is, I'd say late June, early July. That's my prediction. They were already talking previously before all this hit America for, at least they were talking to a lot of people, maybe not a lot, but it was a humming that they were thinking about moving the start date of the league to early December, or the end of December to start the league that time, because they felt that the first like important marquee game of the season was the Christmas game. And so they thought that it'd make sense revenue wise to start the season in December, because that's when the most money comes in. But people were, they were questioning, because they didn't know how much money they could make having the playoffs later. And plus they wanted to see if they could make more money if they just avoided NFL ending, and all that. So I've heard some stirrings that if they do come back and end in late August, that they will officially do that and start next season in December and keep it that way. That's what I've heard.
So what would that mean for this season then?
It would mean that we'd end
the
season
in late
August.
Like September?
Summer League would be moved to like September. That's when Summer League would be.
Okay.
They'd have to squeeze some things around. It'd be a little tighter of a schedule than normal. But they said Summer League would be late September-ish. And then preseason would begin at the end of, November, around November. It just gets tricky because Team USA basketball.
I mean, none of the players are playing in
that
anyway.
That's
Come on,
something
saw,
you have to.
We saw last year what happened to them. We're not missing a whole lot.
No one wants to play anymore.
See, no one wants to play. No one wants to play Team USA, but then Team USA Olympic team comes around, and everyone wants to get back in it. Which is fair. I mean, gold medal on your resume is. Yeah.
All right. So, I'm very lost at where we stand right now. Wait, first of all, Chris, do you have toilet paper?
I do. Shout out to that man, T-Bung. He was on one of our last. You gotta,
yeah,
we got to
upload
that.
We do
of,
have
a
very,
podcast.
Very.
The one for. Look out for that, because that was one
of fact,
hell of an entertaining
Robert,
podcast.
Sir,
I mean, radio show.
Someone needs to slide me Tyler's contact info. We're going to get him on the next podcast whenever you guys are available.
Yeah. He's actually. I'm doing a little multitasking on PlayStation right now while we're doing this. And he's actually the party. In my he is. So if you need me to shoot any information along. But that was entertaining. We gotta upload that. I completely forget.
We were talking about like if the NBA was pushed back. Like where was
No. What did Gio just say?
About getting Tyler on the podcast, because we had one of the most entertaining type of radio shows back in like 2 weeks ago. when you guys brought him on.
Oh yeah, well,
we're gonna call. Yeah,
we gotta get him on. Oh no! See, we're getting confused. You asked me if I had toilet paper. That's where this came up. Yeah. So Sunday of last week, after we came home Friday from school. Sunday, a couple of the boys came to Springfield. We were gonna go to the casino, but the casino got shut down, so we just kind of chill. No, the Springfield casino, MGM Springfield. We were gonna go, but it got shut down that Sunday, and so he came, and we had half a roll of toilet paper because we were not prepared, and we didn't expect, you know, toilet paper to disappear off the shelves. And Tyler had a 12-pack in his trunk.
And he's had that in his entire 12 all pack. Year.
So shout out to him for saving us, because we would have been in some dark stuff, man.
Yo,
caveman times out here.
We are in some pretty rough times.
Yo.
Yeah. So I braved the storm and went to the grocery store today with my mom, and that was an experience. So,
we're still here.
All right.
No, we're good. We're at the 50-ish minute mark. This is usually where we get our final topics in there, and I let Rob propose. But since you're the guest, Chris, do you have any final topics you want to propose to the table?
Oh man, if the season was to NBA season was. I'm sick of talking about football. So if the NBA season was to end today as is, let me hear your predictions on awards.
Ooh, Rob, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. Rookie of the year.
Go for it.
I mean, it's obvious, Ja Morant. You can't give it to Zion, obviously. And now he's played even less games.
As much as you want to.
Nah, honestly, you can't give it to him. As funny as he is to watch, Ja Morant is a clear favorite for Rookie of the Year. So, for most improved, I'd say it's between, for me.
Should we go 1-1-1?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Should we cut it through that way? I was going to say, because that way we can, you know. Real quick, no, I had to cut in. Sorry, Robert. But when we argued about this before. I honestly think Zion would have definitely been in the conversation if the season continued as normal. Robert was saying there's like, you know, you couldn't, you come on, how could you give it to him? He sat out, however, but the hype, man, he was playing good in the hype. I think he could have stolen it. Now I would agree with you, Robert, on that one. And to be fair, Robert said Ja since the beginning of the season. That was his prediction before the season started, so good on you. Gio?
The Rookie of the Year? Well, I wanted to begin by agreeing with you that, yeah, I feel the same. I feel if we were able to get to the end of the season, that the whole Zion, it would have been a lot closer than Rob somehow thinks it would not have been. I think the NBA wanted to give Zion the Rookie of the Year, but if the season ended today, it would have been given to Ja Morant.
So for my pick of most improved player of the year, I was on the fence with Brandon Ingram and Bam Adebayo, but I think I'm going to have to give it to Adebayo because he nearly doubled his points per game. He jumped from 8.9 last season to 16.2, averaging a double-double. I think he deserves it. Although I love me some Ingram, but I think you got to give it to Bam Bam. Yeah.
Oh, we know. We know how you feel about the Duke boys. Real quick, I agree with Robert. My reasoning is winning percentage, how he's contributed to winning. And Ingram puts in a lot of points, but they're not really – the Pelicans aren't really winning.
I disagree with the both of you,
so
gentlemen.
That's what it comes down to for me.
Yeah, I mean, I just – personally, from what I've seen from Ingram and, you know, sort of how he's taken on the load in his first year in that young Pelicans team, I give him the most improved player of the year personally. He's a guy that development wise we've been waiting for a while, and I could have put him in that same category as like Andrew Wiggins and Jabari Parker, where it's like, all right, dude, you're off to a really slow start. This isn't what we expected of you. And, you know, there was questions of his work ethic, both physically and, you know, in basketball terms, as far as playing ability goes. And he's really shown out this season. And obviously, I think he's going to be a really big part of that Pelicans team heading into the future. Very, very young Pelicans team, mind you. That's my opinion for most improved. Rob?
Fair.
Defensive player of the year?
Robert, what you got for defensive?
Put the ice cream down.
Put the ice cream bin down. Sheesh. I'm not even sure right now.
You can give us your names, like your ballpark couple names.
You can always put Rudy Gobert in there. I'm not even sure. You guys go.
No Marcus Smart winks.
So. I mean,
you always gotta hate on the guy, huh?
I'm just not sure. I mean, I don't have an issue in giving it to Rudy Gobert again. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
D Wade thinks it should be Marcus Smart, but then again, that could just be because D Wade feels that the point guard.
Yeah,
players,
I think the last
players
guard was
get the award.
Gary Payton.
I don't really know how I can take that. Gio?
The last guard to win defensive player of the year. Honestly, I don't know if you guys think this is bizarre, because his name is going to be mentioned in the next award that I wouldn't give to him, but a lot of people are going to give it to him because they gave it to him last year. Giannis would be my pick for defensive player of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think if you watch the Bucks defense,
really,
you know, he plays incredible. He takes a major, load in that. And I don't know, I've just seen a huge jump from him defensively from last year to this year. And the Bucks in general, if you look at their statistics and where they rank in the NBA, efficient-wise, they're one of the most efficient defensive teams in the Eastern Conference, and you can argue in the NBA. So, you know, I have a history of struggling to give Giannis credit as far as where he ranks in the most elite talents in basketball in, you know, the MVP category and whatnot. But if we're going to go with what we've seen this season, I would give Giannis the defensive player of the year.
His name has been in the conversation, so it's not, you know, insane. I don't really know who I would give it to. I'd have to think more about that.
Okay, next one. I'm Rob.
How about
great transition there, Chris.
How about coach of the year? To be honest.
Thank you.
They don't have the best record in the league, but I think I'm gonna give it to Nick Nurse. Because you know, you lose a guy like Kawhi.
I don't hate that.
Yes, and they're still second in the East.
Danny Green.
Pascal Siakam developed. He developed extremely well. Just to be able to maintain the team, and lose a superstar, go to the finals, win it all. I think he did a great job in leading this team, and you know, putting them in the best position to win.
I'm gonna let Chris take it on this one for his pick before I get my taken.
I don't hate that, Robert. That's especially when everyone in the entire, you know, they didn't even have they didn't have Toronto anywhere near the top this year, even though they had won a championship. Their betting odds. I like that prediction for coach of the year. It's really hard because obviously you have to, you know, the end of the season, we still had another, however, so many games. But I guess that's the whole point of this is what we do.
I
would agree with that. Gio, let's hear your wild take.
In the standings as of right now to give it to him. But this is one guy I want to give a lot of credit to. He at least should be an honorable mention for it, would be Eric Spoelstra from the Miami Heat and what they've been able to do. And the fact that there were no expectations whatsoever heading into the season. I think it's not bizarre to have expected at least Toronto to have been a top four, top five seed in the Eastern Conference. They were certainly going to make the playoffs with the roster they had right now. So, you know, even, you know, enduring the loss of Kawhi Leonard. But the Miami Heat, realistically speaking, what did we expect of them? We saw the Jimmy Butler signing, which was a major wild card as far as, like, you know, how he was going to be able to lead that team. Tyler Hero was also a big question mark until we showed out in Summer League. But then again, it's, you know, putting those guys together in that roster, it's still a lot of questions to be answered. And Eric Spoelstra's done a great job with that team. So I would give him – I can't say I'd give him the award, but I got to give him a lot of credit.
I like that. Thank you. I like that a lot. Chris. I didn't think of him. That was a good take, Gio.
Thank you.
why you let this man body you like that?
Next award.
All right. MVP.
MVP.
Well, I know me and G aren't going to agree on this, but I'm about to give it to the Greek Freak. Just because, like, they just been so dominant. You've seen what Giannis has been able to do, you know, expand with his range. Still, you know, slamming on people's faces, posterizing people. But just, like, how dominant they were this season. And, like, obviously they were hungry from last year, losing to the Raptors. But I just think they were the best team, and I think Giannis just means a little bit more than LeBron to his Lakers.
Good God. Well, let me begin by giving
I want to hear Gio's next
awards to the, you know, the guys who deserve some recognition for their effort. We should have done honorable mention before we get who we'd give it to. I'm mad I didn't come up with that. But I do want to give my credit over to what my man Luka Doncic is doing over there with the Dallas Mavericks. It's a really tough Western Conference, and they're the seventh seed. But then again, they ain't playing in the East. So I am not giving Giannis and whatever his last name is, even though I've known him for like the past decade, I still can't pronounce it. I'm giving LeBron James my MVP because of what he's been able to do in flipping that franchise around and taking on the load. Yes, he has AD. Nevertheless, we're talking about the Western Conference. And if the Lakers go to the finals today and you see those teams, the fact that they have to get past Denver, they have to get past, say whatever you want about OKC, they're still tough. You got to get past Houston. You got to get past the Clippers. Yeah, I'm giving it to LeBron over there in the Western Conference, not this little, you know, Candyland of the Eastern Conference we got over here on this side.
Who do I want to get it? I think LeBron deserves it. Who do I think is going to get it? I think Giannis is going to win back-to-back years. And I also do not like your honorable pick at all.
When you started,
I gave you a compliment.
I just think he deserves credit and recognition for what
he did. When you started with Luka, I thought you were going to list someone else. I thought you were going to keep going. Because when you started with Luka, I was like, oh, okay. He's probably going to say Giannis next, and then never said Giannis. I was okay.
No, I wasn't going to do that. No.
Yeah, they consistently take Luka out in clutch minutes at the end of the games because he's been like just known to not be able to clutch the game, end of the games, which contributes to winning. That's my only, that's my only point. They've consistently taken him out at the end of games when it's close minutes. I don't know. I don't know. But whatever it is, if you're the MVP of the league or, and I know Gio, you weren't saying you would give him MVP. It's just an honorable mention, but just like, even if you're the MVP of your team, like for them to be taking you out,
Luka's had plenty like, of clutch moments.
The best player on the team should be the one that's in the game in the last minute.
We're talking about a guy who's year two.
I don't know.
We're talking who also a guy who plenty of GMs were throwing question marks about him because he's from the EuroLeague. Like, I'm a big Luka guy. That's my thing. I'm a real, real big Luka guy, and he's also again. I mentioned year two. I'm playing the Tatum card. How old is Luka? 20.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
No. Right, so I'm not going to slam my fist. He's 20. He's only 20, but he's only 20. So he's doing all this.
Oh, no. He's 21. He's 21. Sorry. He just turned 21.
He just became legal month. Enough to drink.
And to be fair, man's been playing professionally since he was 14. I know people say EuroLeague isn't as tough, but I would say EuroLeague as a 14-year-old is tough.
I would say it's tougher as far as the physicality.
You know, college and high school ball in USA goes. Yeah, yeah. So this whole idea, yes, he's in year two, but this man has been playing professional overseas basketball since he's been 14.
No.
I think you need to take it to account.
Because you got
to
think about it. We're talking about
I don't know,
a billion-dollar industry in the United States, one where we are reportedly like – why did I even say reportedly? That was a bad word. Where we're supposedly getting the most elite talent in the country compiled up into the college level, yet like, what, like 2 or 1% of them actually even make it professionally? And even lower than that percentile, you know, has a, you know, decent lasting career. So.
Hey, he was good enough to be a top pick from an overseas, you know, he didn't play college ball over here.
It's a good
so
thing. The NCAA
the fact that he came
as
an overseas top pick shows how ready he was.
One little stab in there before the end of the podcast. Chris, I want to thank
one little
you
stab
for coming
in there,
on.
Gio.
Rob, as always, I thank you too much. Chris, you can plug in. What's your social media again? Because it's not as easy as Rob Jutz.
It's not as easy as Rob Jats. You got me on Twitter at Chris Mully 25, Mully MULLI 25. That's pretty much on every social media platform, Chris Mully 25. So send me a follow or just look me up on Gio or Rob's
all right.
Friends
list. So Rob, as always, he's the founder or maybe co-founder. I don't know. Maybe he has a ghostwriter for his blogs.
He might.
Yeah.
I've seen him late night typing.
Wow.
Like,
all right.
Know, that could be to a woman. That could be to, you never know what's really
boys,
going on.
Boys, stay safe. Wash your hands. And as always, thank you for joining.